Blog
Good
Talk
evening.
Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your conference host and facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Welcome to It's Time to Pray. Thank you for joining Prophet Sharice Washington and myself on this evening as we are going to bombard heaven on behalf of the saints. Prophet Sharice, are you ready to just go on in and just begin to pray and bombard heaven? Hallelujah. Welcome.
Praise the Lord, Apostle. I am ready. There is a word from the Lord. I am ready to go ahead and go up in prayer and begin
Amen.
To declare, decree, and to speak the things of God.
Amen. Glory to God. We are ready.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said to me, he said, this is the month of new beginnings, he said, and divine completeness. Some new things will be birthed in this month, but it will happen only in prayer and intercession. God is going to complete some things in our lives of those who answer the call to prayer. I hear the Lord saying unity, corporate prayer. This is not the time, the Lord says, to detach yourself from the corporate man, the body of Christ in prayer. God says he will release wisdom. He's going to release instructions. He's going to release direction in prayer. This is the time to stay close to the Father in prayer. I also hear the Lord saying, beware of distractions that come to drain
you and to keep you out
of focus and cause you to lose focus on the things of God. And we need to be discerning the spirits, be very discerning in this hour. He said, I'm calling for the watchmen in this hour. I'm calling for the intercessors to
be on their foot.
Never before. This is not the time to doubt God, but this is the time to stand strong in your faith so that you will see the manifested promises of God. We must be on one accord in this hour. God keeps saying one accord. There is power in unity of the faith. God says he's cutting off every hindrance that comes to stop us from moving forward. He says to stay focused on him and stay focused in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And so we thank
God. Oh, we bless you, God.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise. Lord, you are worthy.
Yes.
Lord God,
yes,
you are worthy
Lord.
Of the honor. You are worthy, Father, of the praise. We magnify you. We lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord God,
yes,
lift up your name, Lord God. We lift you on high tonight, Lord God. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, you will draw all men to you, Lord God. So we lift you up. We lift up the name of Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor. We give you the praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Speak through us, oh Holy Spirit,
and guide
your people on tonight. Direct your people on tonight. Speak those things, Lord God, that you need your people to hear tonight. In the name of Jesus, I just decree and declare new beginnings, as you have spoken that word to me, new beginnings in the lives of your people. And I just bind up every attack of the enemy that will come to hinder this process, that will come to hinder what you have spoken over the lives of the people tonight. New beginnings shall go forth. People shall birth this month. I bind the attacks of the enemy. I bind and I dismantle every altar of the enemy. We come and we lift up our authority. We come in authority and dominion, and we dismantle every altar of evilness, every evil curse, every thing in high places. We pull down strongholds, and we pull rulers of the air off their throne tonight in the name of Jesus. Those that come to stop the move of God in the ministry, in the family, we speak that the ministry shall go forth. The businesses shall move forward. We speak the things things of God, the words of God. We speak abundance and blessings. We speak over the lives of the body of Christ tonight, and we say that God shall have his way. The enemy is defeated, and we shall move forward in victory tonight. I declare that everyone in the body of God that is submitted and under the sound of my voice to the will of God, that they shall move forward, that blessings shall come upon their households and their ministries and their marriages. I decree and declare that the enemy will not stop the move of God in this hour. I decree and declare that prayers and intercessors and watchmen shall rise up in this hour like never before. I decree and declare that the move of God will be so forceful that the enemy won't even be able to stop it. He won't even get a foot in it, because the intercessors will answer the call. The watchmen, the people on the wall, they shall answer the call of the Lord in this hour to pray. The corporate man shall pray. Individual prayer, personal prayer. We shall all gather together in unity in this hour, and we shall pray in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord Father God, as you have spoken, Lord Father God, of distractions, Lord God, we just go ahead and we bind every distraction of the enemy that is coming, Lord God. Every person that the enemy desires to use to pull us off of focus, we bind the plans of the enemies right now in the name of God.
Hallelujah.
We bind every plot, we bind every plan, and we loose wisdom, we loose the knowledge, we loose a keen spirit of discernment over the people of God tonight, so that we be able to discern spirits. Discern spirits and know who labor among us in this hour in the name of Jesus. Lord God, sharpen our eyesight like never before, Lord God. Make us strategic, Lord God, in this hour in prayer in the name of Jesus. Make us, Lord God, specific in our prayer in this hour, Lord God. Teach us and show us what we need to be praying for. Holy Spirit, lead us and inform our mouths to pray what we ought to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord
in the
God,
name
let
of
us
Jesus.
Be focused, Lord God, on what you're doing and not what the enemy comes to use to distract us. Let us bow to your will, Lord God, and not to our own wills, Lord God. Lord God, I just ask that you use, Lord God, your intercessors in this hour in a mighty way, Lord God. I ask that you move your intercessors to pray. I ask you move your watchmen to watch.
Lord God,
and to speak
Jesus.
Those things that they see. Speak those things that they see coming into the body of Christ. Let the watchmen be keen in this hour. Let them be discerning like never before in this hour. I speak over the leaders in this hour. In the name of Jesus, I speak and I bind up every Absalom spirit that comes into the ministry. I speak and I bind up every Python spirit that comes to suck the anointing out of the leaders and out of the people of God.
Yes, God.
I dismantle every Python spirit, and I command every spirit of Python to uncurl and loose the people of God, that they may pray and go boldly before the throne of grace. Every Python spirit that is operating in any of the ministries, I command you to uncurl, and I command you to be dismantled. I cut your head off in the spirit realm in the name of
Lord
Jesus.
God.
Every Jezebel spirit that is operating in the ministry and in the people of God, I command you to loose them right now in the name of Jesus.
In
every
the name
demonic
of Jesus.
Stronghold that is holding the people of God and commanding them to be do things that are not of God, I command deliverance to go forth now. I command you to loose the people of God, every demonic witch and every demonic warlock. I dismantle you. I pull you down, every stronghold, every generational curse, every stronghold and soul tie. I cut you now and sever you in the spirit realm so the people of God can go forth and move into the things of Christ. Every diabolical plan that comes against our family, our children, our marriages, I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. I loose a spirit of peace over the body of Christ. I loose a spirit of warring over the body of Christ. We are in the hour that, Lord, we need to be warring in the spirit. So I loose a dominion and authoritative spirit over the prayer and the intercessors tonight. In the
Amen.
Name of
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy, bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy, thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We bind and we bring to no effect on tonight all spirits of division, all spirits of discord, disunity, strife, anger, wrath, criticism, condemnation, pride, envy, jealousy, gossip, slander, complaining, lying, false teaching, false giftings, false manifestations, lying signs, wonders, spirit of poverty, spirit of fear, lack, fear, murmuring spirits, every deception spirit, every spirit of antichrist. These spirits are bound concerning us today, concerning our family, concerning our ministries. We bind all curses that have been spoken against us. We bind the power of negative words. We bind all curses. We bind and render useless all prayers inspired only by the Holy Spirit. We bless those who curse us and pray blessings on those who despitefully use us. We confess on tonight that we are a child of the High Most God, that we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. We are God's property. Therefore, we confess on tonight that the Holy Spirit shall lead us and guide us. We do hear God's voice, as Jesus said in John 10:27. We discern between what is righteous and what is wicked. We have authority on tonight over Satan and demons through Christ Jesus. We decree and we declare that Satan is under our feet, his hips are under our feet. We bind every attack. We sever every fetter. We break every yoke of bondage on tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, over our family, over our minds, over our bodies, over our home, over our church and our finances. We confess on tonight that we are healed, we are happy, we are whole, we shall flourish, we are stable, we are fruitful, we are full of peace, we have patience, we have joy, we have love. Whatever we set our hands to, we decree and declare that it shall prosper, for God shall supply at every need. God, we pray for the ministry that you have placed in our proximity, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they will be nurtured and that they will grow into maturity, Lord God. Anoint your people even afresh on tonight, God, that they can go over their divine appointments and assignments, Lord God. Open doors of opportunity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, Lord God. God, on tonight, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that even in this battle, there should be no eccentric weapons, Lord God, and let them be immobilized even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Whether they be emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, oh God, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational form against us, none of them shall prosper, Lord God. We place ourselves on the armor of God on tonight. Let the truth of God cover our loins on tonight. The breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and our chest, God. Let the gospel of peace to cover our feet, Lord God. Let the shield of faith to be defensive. Cover our bodies on tonight, God. Let the helmet of salvation cover our heads, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God to govern us, Lord God. Let Jesus Christ be our Lord on tonight. We put on the robe of righteousness, Lord God, and we decree that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty down of strongholds, to the casting down of vain imaginations and every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We command God's anointing to destroy every yoke, and that our soul, our spirit, and our body shall now function in divine order according to the divine systems of protocol. We decree and we declare that we are healed and that sickness and disease is far from us on tonight. We establish divine parameters, boundaries, borders, and laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all activities that concern us. We overrule, we disallow, we annihilate every diabolical function, every subverting action, injunction, directive, mandate, or order that oppose the will of God concerning our life. We nullify your assignment on tonight. We take control of the airways, the galaxies, the systems, the spheres, the stratospheres, as well as the hemisphere, the atmosphere, the realms, and the regions that we live in and occupy. We dispose of all master spirits on tonight, and we call forth Michael and any angelic host to wage war in the heavens and to handle all satanic contentions, disputes, strivings, and resistance against God's plan concerning the people of God's life. We decree and we declare that successful, that we shall be successful in our undertakings, Lord God. We decree and we declare that you shall, we shall leap over walls and boundaries that the enemy set over to cause us to be demised or fall, that we shall not fall into the traps of the enemy on tonight, God. We announce, Lord God, that your people are blessed, God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that you are our healer, you are our provider, God. You are our deliverer, Lord God. We trust you, Lord. God, we know that you are on our side and that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us, Lord God. God, we know that you are always with us, that the Spirit of God is continuing to help us to live a life of purity, Lord God.
for you are our glory, and we receive our confidence in you, God. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, for God, you are our judge. God, you are the one that carry us through the storms of life, God. So daily we receive from the Holy Spirit, God. God, you are our hope, God. God, in you we are free, Lord God. God, we declare by airwaves, God, that every attack, Lord God, against the people of God be severed on tonight, God. We declare, God, that they shall be healthy, happy, and whole, Lord God. God, restore your people on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We just are breaking even the atmosphere even now, God. And we pray and as we petition you, Lord God, and we make these prophetic declarations over the body of Christ, God. We push your people forward today in the realm of the Spirit, oh God, that they can possess everything that you have for their life, God. God, embrace your people with your love on tonight, God. Let them feel your love surrounding them, Lord God. And we pray that a spirit of salvation would rest, oh God, in the earth realm like never before, God. And those that don't even know who you are, God, even as they're listening to these prayers, God, we pray in Jesus' name that someone will be arrested in the Holy Ghost, God. We
in the
pray
name
on tonight, God, that someone's spirit, oh God, will be filled with your spirit, oh God, on tonight. We declare a supernatural breakthrough, God, in someone's finances on tonight. We declare a supernatural breakthrough, God, that someone will get a job on this week, God. We declare, God, that family shall come.
In the name of Jesus.
God. We declare, God, that the men shall take their place in the body of Christ, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, God, shall be on the wall praying and seeking your face like never before, God. God, on tonight, we even prophesy to the airwaves, oh God, that they will hear your voice have to say in this hour and in this season, God. Oh God, release a spirit of accuracy to rest in the mouth of the prophets on tonight, God. That even as they prophesy, God, it will be with accuracy, oh God. God, your name for what you're doing, oh God. Waves on tonight, God. We magnify you, we exalt you, oh God. But truly, God, you are just that awesome, oh God, and you're worthy to be praised, God. God, release your healing virtue, oh God, to give a flow to somebody's body that is listening to this broadcast on tonight, God. Let tumors drop off, God, in the realm of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Regulate high blood pressure, oh God. Heal that person, oh God, who's battling with HIV, God. Oh God, we call for your healing power to drop from heaven now. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your glory, God, prevail even in the homes of your people on this evening, oh God. But even as they're listening, God, blessing, oh God. Declare the judgment, oh God, will fall on every false apostle, every prophet, every minister, every elder, God,
in the name of Jesus.
Expose and tear down. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight, God, even by way of airways with greater power and greater force, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every time that we speak, God, of the east wind, in the name of Jesus, send the fire of God to consume everything that's not like you, God. We release the power and the might of the four winds by way of airways on tonight, God. We release the spiritual effect of each wind of God to be laid clean in the earth realm in Jesus' name. We declare the east wind, oh God. And begin to deal with the witches and the warlocks in our region.
In the name of Jesus.
For us to operate in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you even on tonight. The blood of Jesus
is
against
you.
Father God. And every witch and every warlock, God. And that you would save their souls, or even by way of airwaves, oh God. The Holy Ghost. On tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
On tonight, God, we release the east wind, oh God, to break and destroy all demonic principalities, oh God. Oh God, to remove, oh God, growing in the lives of your people that don't glorify you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Is our release, God. Break forth the healing, God.
In the name of Jesus.
The release of the
in the
name
of Jesus,
to blow in the provisions, oh God. In this hour, oh God,
goodness,
oh God, like never before, to be people of God, release provisions, oh God, to carry out apostolic vision, oh God, unto the body of Christ, that the south wind, God, release a hot anointing to fall, oh God. That is lifted through the Holy Spirit on tonight. We declare that the power of God will cause changes to come forth in the lives of the people of God in this season. And we declare that the
name of Jesus.
We call forth the north wind.
In the name of
the Lord Jesus, oh God. Well, be wherever we go, we receive a refreshing in our spirits even now, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh God, even by way of this airwave, oh God. A revival, oh God. Even to the listeners on this line of faith. Release it now. In the name of Jesus. The north wind shall bring, oh God. We decree and we declare out into the atmosphere that everything concerning his people, it shall manifest catapultically on tonight. We release the north wind to water the seeds in the name of Jesus that have been sown into our life and even seeds that we've sown into someone else's life, God. Let the north wind release a fresh move of God in the earth realm, oh God. God has for the people of God. We lay claim to it on tonight.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Begins to blow, God. We call for the wind of the west now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to remove every hindrance in the life of the people of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the west wind. For trying to stop the move of God, I should hit it on both sides. We thank you, Lord, that you're taking your people higher in you on tonight, God. We bless you, God. When it is released, God, the lives of your people in our regions, oh God. In the territories that we occupy, oh God, in the church, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Allow the west wind, oh God, to expose any hidden things, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that the deliverance, oh God, can come forth in families on tonight. We decree and we declare, God, that your people shall be victorious, oh God. They will no longer walk in the spirit of defeat, oh God, but they shall be victorious, God. We decree and we declare by airwaves on tonight that it shall be established in the earth from our son, daughter,
In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you.
God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the breaking that shall manifest. We decree and we declare a supernatural turnaround in the realm of the spirit. We bless you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We praise your name, God. I ascended in a bar. Speak a word, God, and cause transition, oh God. To come forth in somebody's life on tonight, God. Just have your way, even by way of this airwave on tonight, God. Use your prophet, oh God, to bring glory to your name, God. Thank you, God, for the anointing, oh God, that rests even on her life, God. Intensify it even the more, God. I push her forth in the realm of the spirit, even into greater dimensions of your glory, God. I speak every listener, God. I speak increase over their life, God. Expand their territory. I send it. And God, I break the power of the enemy, the yoke of bondage destroyed even now, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I give you glory. I give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And Lord, we just arrest. We come against and we arrest every spirit of pride that will come to operate in the church, Lord God. We arrest every spirit of flesh that will come and to stop the move of God. We arrest flesh tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We arrest the spirits of lust and greed that operate in the church. We arrest the spirit of weariness, God. Lord God, and I speak a spirit of perseverance over the people of God. I arrest the spirit that says that I will give up, and I loose the spirit of perseverance, Lord God, and to go forth in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give us perseverance, Lord God. Give us patience, Lord God, to wait on you, oh Father God. Give us long-suffering, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I speak and I decree and declare a spirit of peace over the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. A peace that passes all understanding, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Peace in our homes, peace in our marriages, peace in our ministries, peace in our minds, peace in our finances, in the name of Jesus. Peace in our body. I come against every infirmity of the body, every infirmity of the mind. I bind the witchcraft of bipolarness. I bind every spirit of schizophrenia. schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. I bind up double-mindedness over the saints of God. In the name of Jesus, I bind confusion. I bind discord.
Yes,
and I bind backbiting. In the name of Jesus, I bind everything that comes to stop and block the move of God in the body of Christ tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I bind every diabolical plot and plan of the enemy that comes to seek to throw us off, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I arrest every word, Lord God, that is not the word of God. I arrest every evil spoken word over every member of the body of Christ that comes to stop and to create an arrested development spirit in the people of God.
God.
I bind up complacency in the name of Jesus. I bind up perseverance. I bind up procrastination in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I push in, Lord God. I speak momentum
God.
In
hallelujah,
our back. Perseverance in our back in the name of
Lord
Jesus.
God.
And I bind up the enemy that will try to come into the airwaves and stop this prayer in the move of God. God, I bind you
hallelujah.
And I take authority over you, Satan, in the name
God.
Of Jesus and
yes,
all your
God.
Demons in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we
thank
just
you, Lord.
Loose
hallelujah.
A spirit of love in the body of Christ.
Yes,
we
God.
Loose grace. We loose grace over
yes,
the people
God.
Of God to move forward. Lord God, more
yes,
grace,
God.
More grace, more grace. And we bind
yes,
up every hindrance
yes, yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
every pit
Jesus.
And every ditch that they have dug and the enemy is digging for us, Lord God, they shall fall in it in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
but
Lord
the people
God.
Of God
hallelujah.
Will not be stopped in this hour, but they will answer the call to prayer. They will get, we will get on our faces and we'll get on our knees, Lord God, when you call us to prayer, Lord God, so that we can move forward
oh,
in the things
you.
Of God, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the harvest that is going to come forth because we decided to pray. I thank you for the
yes,
harvest
God.
And the
hallelujah,
that is going to come forth and bring and be brought into the kingdom of God because of obedience, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for deliverance and healing that will go forth over the people's lives that will come into the ministry. I thank you for the love, Lord God, that will be spread abroad, Lord God, and they will know that we are your disciples, oh God, because of the love that we show one to another, Lord God. Bring love
yes,
into the
Lord
ministry.
God. Hallelujah.
Bring love,
Jesus.
Lord God,
yes,
to our families, oh God. Spread love,
yes,
Lord
God.
God, abroad, Lord God,
hallelujah,
in our hearts
Jesus.
And in our minds, Lord God. I bind division and separation right now in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God. In the name
oh
of
God,
Jesus.
I bind up everything that comes to separate,
yes,
conquer, and destroy us in the name of Jesus. I bind
yes,
every plot and plan of the enemy that comes to confuse us. I bind, oh God, jealousy and competition in the saints and in the church today. In the name of
yes,
Jesus,
God. In
I
the name
bind
of
the
Jesus.
Spirit,
hallelujah,
Lord God, of control and manipulation,
hallelujah,
Lord God,
yes,
that
God.
Many
yes,
operate
God.
In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. Lord
yes,
God, but we
yes,
are
yes,
not...
God.
We are not, the people of God is not our property,
yes,
but we belong to you, Lord God. So I
yes,
loose,
God.
Lord God, a
loose
spirit
God,
of humility
God.
Among the saints
loose
tonight,
God.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Let us humble
yes,
ourselves
God.
Under the mighty
yes,
hand of God.
God.
And in due season,
yes,
God,
oh
you
God.
Will exalt us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And so I come
holy
against, Lord
you,
God, anything that is contrary to your word, Lord God. I come against
loose
lies
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
God.
I come
God.
Against
God.
Every
yes,
lie that
God.
Comes to distract us and deter us. Satan, you
yes,
are
God.
A liar
hallelujah,
and the father
Jesus.
Of
yes,
lies.
God.
And I rebuke
yes,
you
yes,
now
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Name
you
of
have
Jesus.
No control
yes, yes.
and dominion over us. Oh, get thee behind us, Satan, in
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus, Lord
God.
God. And we shall move
my
and press
God,
forward in this hour like never before. We shall move and press forward as a body, as one body, moving forward
yes,
in unity
God.
And in might and in power and authority and dominion like never before. We should kick down the doors of the enemy camp and take back what belongs to us. We should kick down
yes,
the doors
God.
Of the
hallelujah,
enemy camp
Jesus.
And claim the souls of the for the kingdom of God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
let
God.
Us line up, oh God, with your will. I speak order in the body of Christ, divine
God,
order,
God.
In the name
yes,
of
God.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your will be done. And so, Lord God, let the Josephs come forth. Let the watchmen come forth. I decree it now. Let Esther's come forth. In the name of Jesus, I declare it now. David shall spring forth. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I decree it and I declare it now. Let your people come forth in glory and dominion and power like never before. Oh, we push back every scene of darkness, Lord God. We go into the enemy's camp. We bind up darkness in the name of Jesus, and we shine our lights, Lord God, in darkness. We are not ashamed and we are not afraid of the enemy, but we shine our lights even brighter in darkness in this hour in the name of Jesus. And let us be able to snatch the souls into the kingdom of light in the name of Jesus.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God, use us for your glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Use us for your glory, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we just bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you're worthy of the honor, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
And God, we just thank you and we bless you on tonight that every prayer that has been prayed, God, we seal it with the Holy Spirit. We seal it with the blood of Jesus and the word of God that the enemy will not be able to stop the prayer from reaching the throne of grace. We lock down every devil, every witch, every warlock, every evil spirit that will try to hinder these prayers from reaching the throne of glory. We lock them down with the key of David on tonight. And we render them powerless to operate against the saints of God in this season. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the rising of the prophets, glory to God. Even as the prayers were going forward on tonight, I saw a rising in the innocence. I saw a rising in their spirit. I saw them stepping up to the plate and proclaiming what thus says the Lord. I saw a rising in the body of Christ is getting ready to take place like never before. Glory to God. Even as these declarations have gone out over airways, hallelujah, I saw the hand of God just reaching down and breaking chains, destroying yokes of bondage that were locked around the people of God. We decree it that it is so in the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
On tonight, even before we close the line out, did God show you anything that you would like to release to the people of God before we close out? God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. I bless God for the divine connection. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Apostle, and I bless God for you as well. You have truly been a tremendous blessing, spiritually and otherwise to me. But God also, you know, he was putting in my spirit the urgency of prayer. I mean, if we don't get anything out of anything that we said, anything that, you know, I have said lately, if you don't get anything, get prayer. Get it in your spirit. Get it in your mind. And do it.
Yes.
Pray like never before. Get on your knees. Get on your face. Get on your head. Get on your ears and pray in this hour, because that is the only way that we're going to see the promises of God manifest, and we're going to be able to walk in what it is God is releasing in this hour, and it's going to happen through prayer.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I receive it. Hallelujah. And I declare it that it shall be so that the people of God will develop that love for prayer. Prayer, I can say it, that prayer is the key that is going to lock whatever it is that the people of God need in this hour. And even as we close out on tonight, people of God, just be mindful that it is time to pray. Thank you for joining us by way of Blog Talk Radio. It is time to pray. We'll take place every Thursday night, 7, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Invite a friend to join us. Invite a friend to log in by way of the internet to www.blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Merle Johnson. Until next week, be blessed. Love you all. Love you, Prophet.
Love you too, Apostle. Bless y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.